Before starting their tour of Canada and the U.S., four instructors and a choreographer from Moscow Ballet North America stopped by the Berkshires to work with 15 young dancers. The entire Moscow Ballet will perform in 77 cities from November to December, but the instructors will work from now through October to train the local dance companies that will host each performance. Mary Elizabeth Mooney, 15, has been dancing since she was just 3 years old.
Just being able to like be in the same room as these like professional dancers was really amazing, because just like watching the way they move their arms and like turn their head and stuff, you can pick up anything just from that, like to help improve your performance.
This week, New York and Massachusetts dancers ranging in age from 6 to 16 years old have been coming to Berkshire Community College to learn the Nutcracker Ballet that the Moscow group will take on tour. After leaving Pittsfield, the four instructors will split up, as two of them head for cities on the West Coast and two remain on the East Coast. They will hold auditions at each host dance company to determine which area dancers will make up the 60-some ballerinas who will join 40 professional dancers on stage during the holiday season. Anna Nekludova is the ballet's choreographer. She says the young dancers work hard for a spot on stage. She is speaking through instructor and interpreter Svetlana Todanova.
They really, really want to be a part of the show, take any part we give them, and they're really happy of that, and they're so excited, they're smiling, they're screaming yes.
After the auditions, each local dance company will rehearse for 10 weeks until the Moscow Ballet group returns for that city's performance. Mary Talmy is the co-producer of Moscow Ballet North America. This year marks her 21st tour.
And so when the American children are exposed to this, they see a totally different way of teaching an approach to ballet that is a total commitment to ballet in a life. And I think they really value the professionalism that they see from the Russians, that total dedication and commitment.
Talmy says that professionalism stems from ballet being a major form of entertainment in Russia compared to America.
In America, many, many, many people have never seen a ballet, regardless of economic status. But in Russia, everyone sees it, and everyone knows the names of the ballerinas. They're like their movie stars.
Sally Michael Keyes is the public relations director for Moscow Ballet North America. She says the Berkshires are a cultural hotspot for dance, which is a reason why the Moscow Ballet's office for touring is located in Pittsfield.
We have, of course, the very famous Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival here. It's been here for 70-some years. So right there, you've got a built-in base of dance enthusiasts. And I think from that, there are several dance schools, performance outlets. There are a lot of dance outlets in this area.
Moscow Ballet will be holding auditions at the Palace Theater in Albany on September 6th for its show on December 5th. More information is at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.